personnel salaries.
Meet when I come to order, please.
Meet us in the kitchen.
Let's have a word of prayer.
Like a little woodpecker.
Bob, your word says to give honor where honor due. This week, to honor the fallen officers all over the nation, officers even in our county who's lost their lives, given their loved ones. We ask for divine protection on our officers from the highways and byways. Bring them home safely every day. We'll lift up our elderly, God. We just ask you to protect them, to keep them from any abuse. Lord, be with our commissioners today, God. Give them wisdom in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Honor the Texas flag. Pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
I had to turn around. I could go ahead and raise my hand.
I went in one day, kind of. That's all worth that, so I have
to some kind of table.
Highlights.
Oh, really? Got the glare.
As usual, I'd like to welcome everyone here today. We'll proceed forward with the agendas. Item one is open up court session for comments from court and citizens on items which may or may not need to be placed on the file of each agenda for consideration. Each person addressed the court may be limited to 3 minutes. Do you want out in the audience like to address the court at this time?
If I want to be asleep.
Go the other way.
Good afternoon, commissioners. I have a guest here with me today. Her name is Patsy McEntee, and she's with the National Park Service, and she is here taking a tour of our parks here in Orange County. And I'd like to introduce her and let her tell a little bit about why she's here and what she's seen today.
Good. Hi, good afternoon. So I'm with the Rivers, Trails, and Conservation Assistance Program with the National Park Service, and we are a community assistance branch of the Park Service. We're actually a program that the County of Orange did apply for our assistance in this past year. So what we're going to be doing is, in the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey, looking at all of your parks and working with your community to establish what your vision for these parks are. Don't want to just restore the facilities that are now degraded in any way, but reimagine what you want for your community. And we usually look at this this point in the process of engaging the community and all of your neighboring partners in trying to increase the capacity of what you all can accomplish in these places. So what we're going to be doing the next 2 days is doing a round of site visits and talking to all of your community partners. And then both tonight and tomorrow night, we'll be doing public meetings at the Expo Center and talking with, there'll be open houses, and anyone can show up at any point to talk with us about what they currently do at the parks and what they would like to do in the future.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I have this. I knew I had this. And it was in the Beaumont Enterprise, and I want to give to you so that you'll have some pictures of Claiborne Park, and it talks about the other parks too, but that would give you something to look at. And you all, we enjoyed having Patsy. We're blessed that she's with us this weekend.
And I want to thank Michelle for making that first contact, and Sabrina, so much work that Sabrina's put in, and the Lauren and everybody at the parks have put in.
It's a lot of work.
It's a good deal. So we appreciate you being here, Patsy. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, I'd like to, I'm Michelle. Good afternoon. I'm going to make an announcement this Friday at 1 o'clock. I think each one of you have an invitation. We're having an open house through partnerships with our agencies here that are in Orange County working. We have Nehemiah's Vision, Orange County Disaster Rebuild with United Way, Catholic Charities, Salvation Army, and American Cross. We all partnered up, and just we want to show the community that we are all working together, and they're wanting to have an open house for this this lady, Miss Gloria Neville. And we would invite you out to have an open house just to see what we're doing around Orange County. There's lots of homes out there that's doing the same, but we picked this one. She's the lucky candidate, and she's excited for everybody to come and show off her beautiful house that's since Harvey. So she's just getting in it, getting her keys. So we would invite you all to come out there and take a look at her house.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Anyone on the court like to address the court? All right. So item two, discussion of possible action regarding Orange County Commissioner's Court issuing a proclamation recognizing the month of May as Elder Abuse Month. Need a motion and a second?
Motion. So moved.
Second.
That got me all confused. We're going to go 1-2. Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 1, seconded by Commissioner Precinct 2. Accept the Elder Abuse Prevention Month Proclamation. 2019 Proclamation declaring May as Elder Abuse Prevention Awareness Month. Whereas people who are elderly and have disabilities have contributed to the general welfare of Orange County by helping to preserve customs, convictions, and traditions of many people from diverse backgrounds. And whereas these residents are vital and integral members of our society, and their wisdom and experience has enriched our lives. And whereas abuse of the elderly and people with disabilities in domestic and institutional settings is a widespread problem affecting hundreds of thousands of people across the country. And whereas Texas APS in-home caseworker in Orange County have completed 378 intakes, of which 171 cases of abuse, neglect, or exploitation were confirmed against an elderly Texan or those with disabilities in 2018. Whereas elder abuse is grossly underreported because the elderly who are being abused find it very difficult to tell anyone, and they're usually ashamed and sometimes afraid. And whereas elder abuse happens to men and women of all income levels, all cultural and ethnic backgrounds, whether they are in good health or incapacitated in some way in poor neighborhoods and in suburbia, and whereas many of the cases investigated by Adult Protective Services in Texas involve self-neglect, and it is our duty as citizens to reach out to people in need. Now, therefore, the Orange County Commissioner's Court does hereby proclaim the month of May 2019 to be Elder Abuse Prevention Month in Orange County and urge all citizens to work together to help reduce abuse and neglect of people who are elderly or have disabilities. That is 14th day of May 2019. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Anyone here to accept this proclamation?
I think I see a bunch of them here.
A little bunch of them.
Oh, they got all the purple shirts on. Okay, there you go.
Good evening, Judge.
Yes, ma'am.
Commissioners, how are you today? I just want to say thank you on behalf of Adult Protective Services and our program for allowing us to come and speak briefly today about our program. Our program investigates abuse, neglect, and exploitation of elderly and disabled adults. It's a statewide program, state-funded. And today we have had the opportunity of coming before you today and having Elder Abuse Prevention Month proclaimed to be for May, and we really appreciate the time and effort. With me today, I also have, my name is Tracy Bell, and I'm a community engagement specialist. And what I do is I'm kind of the liaison from the community and the program just to make sure all of our ducks in a row, if the community's having any issues or concerns about our program, they usually come through me. But with me today are caseworkers for the Orange County area and the supervisor for Orange County. They'll stand up for me, please. These supervisors all across the state and in Orange County and workers do an awesome job with making sure those intakes that we discussed on the proclamation are thoroughly investigated. Not just investigated, but thoroughly investigated. And it's our goal to continue on in this manner. And we do appreciate you for your time today.
Could you just ask, I just would like to know, approximately how many elderly people do you all work with in Orange County?
The statistics are out there, and I apologize, I don't have the actual number.
I didn't mean to put you on the
spot. What we do is we do have the statistics and things of that nature. We do just actually run the actual intake numbers for the proclamation, but I can definitely get that information back to you.
Okay.
What we do is there's a variety of elderly mm-hmm. population, and there's a disabled population. Mm-hmm. We do serve in this area more elderly both. Than disabled, but okay. we do serve both. But as far as the numbers and percentages, I don't have it off the top of my head.
I didn't mean
county.
To put you on the spot. I
no
just
problem.
Was interested.
But we do serve both of those clientele, and we have parameters through the state. It is not income-based at all. Please get that out of your head. It's one of the few state programs that is not income-based. We will deal with people with high socioeconomic status as well as low So we always want to make sure that everybody understands that, because it's one of the few state programs that's not income based. So I just wanted to let you know.
Thank you very much for everything y'all do. Back in my former life, I used to work for an electric company, and we had a program called the Gatekeeper Program. Mm-hmm. And one of our meter readers had noticed something that just seemed out of place, that they would give y'all a referral, and then y'all would follow up and check on it. So I do remember that. That's from a few years ago.
For sure.
So you're the one that I call if somebody's mean to me here, huh?
Exactly. and those ladies back there.
I have not put a knot on his head. I don't care what he says. You be the judge of that, Dave.
Your choice.
Yeah. I think they want to give you pictures.
Yeah.
Pictures.
Yeah.
Come on up here.
You'll have time to give us a quick picture.
It's going to be on the radio tomorrow.
Y'all better be nice.
That means we got to be good to you today.
That's right. No, Mark and me. No. The rest is me. And then y'all have it.
They won't be here.
We'll be here to witness it after that.
But in all seriousness, thank y'all for all
this. Yes, y'all doing wonderful. Really, seriously. You got somebody to take the camera here?
All right, find your slot there.
It'd be a difficult selfie.
I'm sure they can see me wherever I get.
Hey, y'all hold it.
Let them get still and find your spot.
Here, let's tighten up here. Here you go. You get this gap right here.
It's coming in 3, 2, 1.
Oh, you said we ought to hire a photographer for the proclamation then.
Yeah. 3, 2, 1, go.
Everybody take your picture, but I've never seen him in the paper.
Thank
you all very much. Appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Thank
you
all once again.
Sir.
Appreciate it.
Oh, ma'am, on y'all's way out, stop by my office on the way out to the left and have my secretary make a copy of it for our files, please.
Sure will, sir.
Thank you. Okay. Item 3, discussion of possible action regarding the Orange County Commissioners Court issuing a proclamation recognizing the month of June as National Men's Health Month. Need a motion and a second?
Motion.
Second. Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 4, second by Commissioner Precinct 2. And the proclamation. I'm going to let Commissioner Gauthier read this one.
There you go.
Sorry.
It's your day.
Kind of catch a guy off guard. I mean, you know. I'm a good delegator.
I can see that. All right. Whereas June, National Men's Health Month, is an awareness initiative to inform the public about men's preventable health problems and to encourage early detection and treatment of diseases. And whereas Gift of Life and local health care organizations will provide medically underserved men with free prostate cancer tests and primary screenings along with other important health care tests. Augmented by educational outreach to enhance the health and well-being of Southeast Texas at strategic screening locations in Beaumont, Port Arthur, and Orange. And whereas since 2000, the Gift of Life has made available nearly 10,000 free prostate cancer screenings and helped extend the lives of 77 men who have been diagnosed with prostate cancer with all screenings. Diagnostic tests and cancer treatment cost entirely paid for by the Gift of Life. And whereas early detection is the best protection, its statistics reflect that 5-year survival rate for men whose localized prostate cancer is diagnosed early is nearly 100%. And whereas through the support of newly established regional healthcare consortiums, the Gift of Life, along with community leaders and advocates, will advance health equity for Southeast Texans. And whereas the Gift of Life advances the health of Southeast Texans through a holistic approach that integrates all aspects of wellness. And now, therefore, be it resolved that the Orange County Commissioners Court does hereby proclaim June 2019 as Men's Health Month in Orange County and June 14th as the Gift of Life Program's Men's Health Awareness Day in Orange County. And the Orange County Commissioner Court also urges all men in our community to pursue preventive health practices and early detection efforts, signed this 14th day of May 2019.
So that was just a passage run. We want to read it to Leo.
I think we set precedent there.
Yeah. I think that he changes each one.
No. You did such a good job. We're going to give it all to you.
I'll give everybody a turn. It's all right.
There you go.
Man, I do want to say this. I have a friend that is he's a prostate cancer survivor, and he was diagnosed here in Orange at the Gift of Life at one of the, and he went on and had treatment, and he is, it was probably 10 years ago. He's doing wonderful.
Someone here from Gift of Life? How's Regina doing?
She's doing well, busy, always doing something. But I'm here today. Connie Berry was supposed to be here today, but something came up at the last second. So she can't be here to thank you all in person. But my name's Kathleen Broussard, and I've been working with the Gift of Life for about 3 years now. And it's been a privilege, and I just wanted to be here to thank you all for y'all's support, because we really couldn't do it without y'all. And also just to note the dates for our upcoming screenings during the month of June. So in Beaumont, we'll be there June 8th, in Port Arthur, June 22nd. And then in Orange, we'll be here Saturday, June 29th from 9 to 12 p.m. at the New Event Center on the Lamar State College Orange campus, which we're very excited about being there. It's a beautiful building. And at the screenings, we'll offer PSA tests, cholesterol panels, HIV, blood pressure, hepatitis C, and blood sugar, as well as have a doctor there on site to speak with each man individually about their results. This is one of my favorite events to help with. You see familiar faces every year and a lot of new faces, and we just hope that y'all can continue to help us spread the word and let any neighbors, family, and friends know about this opportunity. So thank you very much.
Thank you, you all. For
thank you.
You
want to
pick it?
I didn't bring
the
camera. Thank you, babe. Hey, man, take a picture. Don't tell you
can't see your copy. Oh, that was right.
You don't mind. Thank you. That was right. Three, two, one. Thank you. It's just everybody's going to have an airdrop with all these.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
This delegation is not stopping at all. Take pictures, send it out.
Thank you so much.
It is.
And so it's a saves a lot of lives.
All the way there, both sides. Women's side. Yeah. All right, item four, discussion of possible action regarding payment of bills approved by the county auditor's birth test and listing, and specifically as follows. We've got $80,640.36. Texas Association of Counties Health and Employees Benefit Pool from the General Fund for Group Medical, Dental, Life, and Retiree Insurance under the age of 65. And then item B, $1,150 to a board on funeral home from the General Fund for injured funeral expenses and
also for approval on April 2019 from the General Fund, $331,694.54. Road and Bridge, $852.80. Mosquito Control, $56,342.55. Adult Probation, $5,789.36. Airport, $79,293.76. Other Funds, $6,378.15. For a grand total of $480,351.16.
So much, Judge.
There you go.
Excited.
I kept my mouth.
3-4. Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 3, seconded by Commissioner Precinct 4, that the bills be authorized for payment as listed and also as presented by the county auditor. Any further discussion? Yes, sir. All in favor, 65 saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Nay.
Ayes have it. Right. Item 5, discussion possible action approving a line item transfer involving the county auditor from lawsuits, claims, and settlements, $2,500 to audit fee, $2,500. Provide funds to cover the progress bill for the 2018 annual audit being performed by Weaver and Tidwell LLP.
Penny is.
Need a motion, second.
Okay, I make a motion.
Two, three. Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 2, second by Commissioner Precinct 3. Then item number 5, any discussions?
Yes, Penny.
Yes.
Is this how much is the total? And is this the new company that we've hired?
This is the new company.
Okay.
We did not know what the total was going to be during the day. So
okay.
It was a guesstimate as to how much we only had from the prior auditors.
Okay.
Any further questions?
All in favor, signify by saying aye. Item 6, discussion of possible action adopting a special budget for grant funding from Orange County award by Rebuild Texas Fund for purchasing a rescue boat and trailer from FEMA for Hurricane Harvey reimbursement. I hereby certify that the expenditure schedule as follows may be considered for adoption of special budget fiscal year 2018-2019 pursuant to local government code 111.0106. And there's the breakdown for the revenue and expenditure breakdown. This has been certified by the county auditor.
Two special grants.
Yeah.
One was the Hurricane Harvey money that we received and we were talking about last week.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one is for the Texas disaster.
Okay, yeah, that was a check from last week.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so do we need to correct that item because we're not buying the rescue boat trailer from FEMA?
Well, it's not for purchasing the rescue boat trailer. That's from the Rebuild Texas Fund and from FEMA for Hurricane Harvey reimbursement.
Yeah, one from Harvey for reimbursement for FEMA. That's
so the two together.
Yes, two separate.
Two separate. Yeah.
For the purchase of. Huh?
We put brackets from FEMA on them.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Any further questions and discussions?
No. I move that we accept it.
Okay. 2-4. Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 2, seconded by Commissioner Precinct 4 to accept the special budget that's presented by the county auditor. Any further discussions? All in favor, 6-5, say an aye.
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 All right, Debbie. Item 7, discussion possible action regarding Orange County Commissioners Court approving the holiday schedule for 2020 calendar year. I know it's only May, but the courts at the courthouse are anxious to find out next year's holiday schedule to set the court dates from the attorneys and the judges. I gave you an example on that. I think the only thing that needs to be discussed, the rest of it's pretty much what it is. All the other holidays have designated dates, and the only time we ever discuss holiday basically is Christmas. You've got Christmas is on a Friday. You've got 2 days for holidays in the Christmas vacation area. And what I present to the Commissioner's Court is either Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, December 23rd, 24th, and 25th. That gives you a five-day weekend with Saturday and Sunday involved. Mm-hmm. Or you go Thursday and Friday and Monday. Still gives you a five-day weekend, but you come back on Monday the 28th instead of and you don't have Wednesday the 23rd off.
And I checked with just a couple of the local school districts to kind of see what they
that's
were doing.
Good.
And most of those are going to do Friday, Monday. And so for family type things
that
I think the one with the Monday in it would be better suited.
For the families in the school. The
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't blame you. We have a lot of employees and children.
Yeah.
Okay. So I need a motion either way. I don't need no difference.
So I make a motion that we accept the dates with the
Thursday,
Friday, Monday date for the Christmas holiday break.
Okay,
I'll second.
All right. Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 3, seconded by Commissioner Precinct 4 to adopt the 2020 holiday scheduling with the Christmas holidays to be Thursday, December 24th, Friday, December 25th, and Monday, December the 28th. The other holidays listed on the holiday scheduling is Wednesday, January 1st, Monday, January 20th for MLK, Monday, February 17th for President's Day, March the 2nd for Texas Independence Day, Friday, April 10th for Good Friday, Monday, May 25th for Memorial Day, Friday, July 3rd for Independence Day, which is on Saturday, Monday, September 7th for Labor Day, Wednesday, November 11th for Veterans Day, and Thursday, November 26th, and Friday, November 27th for Thanksgiving. Plus what I mentioned on Thursday, Friday, and Monday for Christmas. Any further discussion?
I'd like to point out one thing. Mm-hmm. The last couple of times I've been here as a citizen for this discussion, this courtroom was packed with individuals concerned over there what we were going to do with holiday. As you can see, I don't think we have that many concern. Employees or citizens.
There's been some changes.
I think that's an improvement.
Yeah. There's been some changes.
So I just wanted to point that out.
Okay. No. It's usually packed when we give the employees the Christmas dinner off. I love bringing that up.
You talking about that 4-1 vote?
Yeah.
Okay. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oh, I said I couldn't pass that.
We couldn't pass that.
I'm staying away.
It's 4-1 all the time. It was a bit better. Y'all did better because mine was always 3-2.
It was only the end of
it. Item 8 was discussion of possible action regarding the certification of the April 2019 collection report for the tax office as required by PTC 31.10. Mrs. Fisher.
Good evening, Judge Commissioners. The total collections for April is $2,216,092.45. The county's portion of that is $111,301.06, and the percentage is 95.15. Sit two.
A little bit lower than average on the 95, isn't it?
Not much.
No,
not much. Not about added, is it?
It's the same thing.
I couldn't remember.
It's a little bit more than what it was last month.
That's where you're at right now.
Compared to last year.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
Last year, damn.
Okay. Need a motion, second?
Make a motion, Judge. Or second.
Okay. 1-4. Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 1, second by Commissioner Precinct 4. To accept the certification April 2019 collection report from County Tax Assessor Collector. Any further discussion? All in favor, sit down, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, thank you. Item 9, discussion of possible action to approve the renewal of the Orange County Inmate Food Service Agreement entered between Orange County, Texas and Five Star Correctional Services. The current term of this agreement is set to expire May 31st, 2019. Five Star Correctional Services provides the labor, supplies, and food for the inmates in the Orange County Jail. This agreement calls for a slight increase per meal effective June the 1st, 2019. Action by the court should include approval for the sheriff to execute this agreement.
Do we have to, we're at that point where we can still renew, Sheriff?
I'm sorry.
We're at the point where we can still renew. We don't have to go back out.
Point where we can still renew the price increase. I think you should have a copy of it. It's roughly 3 cents a meal.
Yeah.
It equates to about $6 for each three time serving because they get three meals a day. So it's basically $6 per serving, which is well within the limits and it's still.
Yeah.
With
five stores without that service. No, it's still way inside your budget anyway.
Oh, yes, sir.
So moved.
Second.
Motion been made by Commissioner Precinct 1, seconded by Commissioner Precinct 2 to allow the authorize the Orange County Sheriff to execute the agreement with Five Star Correctional Services Incorporated for the meals for the inmates of the Orange County Jail. Any further discussion?
I just want to say, if you've been to buy groceries, you know how much groceries have gone up, even for two people. I mean, you know, so 3 cents, like you, that's pretty good.
That's a lot better than what we used to pay for years and years ago.
Yeah. Thank you, Keith, for getting
that. All in favor, sit down and say an aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Aye, have it. Item 10.
We can skip
recognize,
that one.
We've already done it.
We can skip that one. Yeah, she came and spoke. She's gone.
That's your aura.
She jumped ahead.
Oh man, they got out of line. That's bad.
Yeah.
We have to correct that.
Call
that they show back up, huh? Okay. Item 11: discussion of possible action to approve an interlocal agreement regarding possession and use of certain port real property and improvements. This one-year agreement, a renewal of one first executed in November 2017, allows the county to continue leasing real property and improvements owned by the Orange County Navigational Port District to certain nonprofit organizations that assist in local residents with Hurricane Harvey recovery for the purpose of housing volunteers, storing supplies and equipment, and related purposes. Action by the court may include authorization for the Orange County judge to execute the same. Michelle?
So this is an agreement that we made last year when after Harvey. This is big, large volunteer groups that are coming in. The port has graciously agreed for us to be able to go into this MOU, charges no charge to be able for our volunteers to go in and stay there. So through the summer, we already have several groups that have already scheduled to come in. Actually, I've contacted Salvation Army, and they graciously are bringing in a mobile kitchen unit because they have no kitchen facility there to use for the summer for these volunteers to be able to cook for themselves. So it's free of charge as well, and it's going to be there from May to November. So this is just going into a one-year agreement with them for us to have volunteers to come in. This is for larger groups. Some of our churches are being utilized for the smaller groups, where these are for 70 plus volunteers that come in, that churches that cannot house that big of a volunteer group.
Well, much appreciation to the port. I know me and John had taken a tour when the Baptist men were out there, and that was quite the setup. They had a pretty organized setup, and that was very valuable in helping a lot of our folks get back on their feet. So appreciate the port working with us on that. Yeah.
And what I realized too, Michelle, that if people aren't out in the county, there are a lot of people still suffering.
Yes. We are seeing a lot more cases coming up to through our unmet needs. And so just in our last one, which was last week, we probably seen about 50 cases. So probably around 13 to 15, I can't remember the exact number, are for repair cases. And some of these are for unmet needs, such as appliances and furniture. So that facility is going to be needed to help with those repairs. Because, you know, we have gracious funders that give us funds for Orange County Disaster Rebuild and all these other rebuild organizations, but they bank on you getting skilled volunteer labor. And so their dollar will be stretched further. So it's our due diligence to go out there and try to find those volunteers to come in, so our dollars will be stretched further instead of having to pay contract labor. So
very good.
Well, we appreciate that.
Good job, Port.
Lori and Emma talked to Lori about it the other day, and they're still on board with us doing this and continuing this for as long as Orange County needs it. So
moved. Yeah. Port's been fantastic.
Second.
Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 3, seconded by Commissioner Precinct 1, for the county judge to execute the contract with the local port in the local agreement regarding possession and utilization of certain port property improvements. Any further discussion?
No.
All in favor, 65 saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Item 12, discussion of possible act to accept the grant award in the amount of $87,364 from Rebuild Texas Fund, Hurricane Harvey Fund, for an 18-foot airboat and trailer.
That's the one we just spent, huh?
We had done that.
We just accepted it into the budget.
Yeah, no, we accepted it into the budget.
Grant,
I was kind of thinking
now we got to spend.
This is just to bring it up to court that we wrote a grant back in several months ago through emergency management for an airboat. And so we're very excited that Rebuild Texas granted that grant. We're very fortunate. They had over 213 grants that were submitted. From that pool, they narrowed it down to 75 to be able to submit a full grant. And out of the 75, 33 were selected. So we are very fortunate.
So we're the one of the 33.
We were part of the 33.
Yeah. Well, I know that you talk to Chris a lot, because I think several of us do. Chris has done us a fantastic job, along with y'all, for getting these grants wrote up. But he is really made it an effort to make sure that Orange County was represented with that money.
So Rebuild Texas has done a lot.
We are
from the very beginning. From the very beginning.
Yeah. They've done a really good job for us, and that's being driven by Chris and you and people getting it. But it's make sure you let him
he
know.
He probably cringes when he sees my name come.
That's what I told him. Last time I talked to him on the phone, I told him I was going to start calling from a different number so he wouldn't know it was me. Because every time I call him asking for money, but he usually comes through with it, so we're appreciative.
Where is Rebuild Texas? Where's the main?
Well, it's through an organization. They work through the Michael and
Susan
Dell Foundation. Mm-hmm. And so they're a big, they were a big funder too, and they formed Rebuild Texas with a lot of other funders, but they're the big funder that actually gave the funding to them to distribute, and they kind of administrate it, and they go out and they find the need. Chris, as we were talking, Chris Hensman is the representative for this area. He has boots on the ground. He goes around and he really digs and sees where the needs are, and he makes sure that it goes into the rural communities to help those that are in need. So
Chris done an outstanding job for us. And then I think the Dell Foundation gave the first, I think it was $27 million to start the Rebuild Texas, which their goal was $100 million. So it was a pretty good chunk of what their goal was. So the Dell Foundation stepped up big time to help those communities suffering. Mm.
But if you have any questions about the airboat, Joel will be glad to answer this. He's an expert at that.
Hey, I had a question real quick. Sheriff, don't we already have one?
Yes, sir, we have one.
Okay, I got asked Monday morning, and I thought, sure, yeah, up on the radio, and I said, yeah, I thought we still had one. This will give us two.
Yes, sir, this will give us two.
From one side to the other side.
I know you used the other one a bunch already.
We used the other one quite a bit.
Yeah, that'll be good. Okay. Need a motion, second?
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 1, seconded by Commissioner Precinct 3, to authorize the expenditure of to accept the grant award of $87,364 to purchase an 18-foot airboat and trailer. Any further discussions? All in favor, say the saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Aye, have it. You know, Dell Foundation, they approached us back when I was still judge, the last year, I think 2014 or 2013, right after Ike. And I didn't realize that this was a spinoff of him. It's good to see him still active. All right. That was a long time ago, golly. Yeah. That was back in my other life. All right. Item 13, discussion of possible action by the court to approve the division of 1.53-acre tract into three smaller tracts. Property is located Precinct 2 between West Fox, East Fox, and North Dana Circle Road. Access to the tracts may be on these existing county roads. The property is located within the city of Orange. ETJ has been approved by both the city and the Orange County Drainage District. Clark?
Yes, this is a builder who's basically dividing an acre and a half piece of property into three somewhat equally sized tracts, make them more uniform and build, I guess, houses on them and sell it. It is within the city's ETJ, and they have already reviewed it, as well as the drainage district. And access, as you said, will be on the existing county roads.
And they have water and sewer service out here?
I believe so.
I think they do. But what about, didn't that flood real bad out there, Clark?
Well, you know, that a lot of places flooded.
A lot of places flooded.
I know, but it seems
67%
like,
of them, apparently.
I just know some people that lived out there. And
yeah, that's not bad. Normally one of the areas that we have an issue with water on the road, typically. Mm-hmm. But with Harvey, of course, everything.
They must have water and sewer because I don't think the lots would be big enough if they don't.
Yeah, that was my concern. Is water sewer.
I think they do.
There'll be some small lots.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have enough for the aeration system.
Right.
Okay, need a motion, a second?
I make a motion that we accept this, that land to accept this property, okay, and located in the city of Orange ETJ and has been approved by the city and the Orange County Drainage District.
Need a second?
Second.
Okay. Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 2, seconded by Commissioner Precinct 3, to authorize the division of a 1.53-acre tract into three smaller tracts located in Precinct 2 between West Fox, East Fox, and North Dana Circle Road. Any further discussions?
No.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it.
So moved, Judge.
Discussion possible action regarding adjourning Commissioner's Court meeting. He done moved it.
Before we move to that, though, I wanted to recognize we have a special guest today.
Can you get a copy of it the other way out?
Yeah. We had Ms. Shanna Burke with the Southwest Texas Regional Planning. She's kind of hiding in back there. But wanted to thank her for all the work that Regional Planning does for Orange County, all the counties, but for certainly Orange County. And everything, and apparently I'm in trouble, so she's here to see me today. So,
thank you, Shanna.
And to stay after class.
Hey, your predecessor was here a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
Yeah.
He sure was.
I don't think he's working, really.
Yeah.
He looked pretty happy. I will say that.
Special. Thank you for coming over.
Now what do we do? Go to Blue Bay.
Right, ma'am? Yeah, sure. I thought y'all were coming to check on me to see if I really showed back up.
Rumor was.
Motion to adjourn, Judge.
Meeting adjourned.
There we go.